Welcome to Continuum. This is a weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. here with Ty St. Julian, and we'll be your host today on a program that we're calling Early Performances of Early Music, and I'll explain what that means. In the year 1974, EMI Classics Recordings started a group of recordings called Reflex, and they were actually recordings of early music, mostly of the ensembles that were performing early music at that time, and continued with that segment of recording all the way into, I think, the year 2000. That collection of Reflex recordings was almost 100 CDs, and fortunately, Music to Camera purchased a special set of these recordings at a very special price of only $300, and we're so happy to have all of these recordings in our collection.
This early period of early music performance was really a golden period because there were such amazing performers, and they took chances that no one else was taking at that time in terms of musical interpretation. The CDs that we have do not have translations of any of the texts, and all of them are in German, so we thought it would be better not to have to spend the time translating all the German, but to just give you the names. The first piece that we hear is by William Byrd. It's a harpsichord piece. Byrd lived between 1543 and 1623. The performer is Colin Tilney. The instruments he uses are cembalo and virginal. Those are strong instruments that are played like a piano. The piece that you'll hear is a pavane and galliard in G. Following that, you'll hear the Studio der Frühen Musik under the direction of Thomas Binkley. The piece is Bonjour, bon moi, and Ce mois de mai.
Thank you.
Ending with two songs by Guillaume Dufay. Dufay was a composer that was spanning the period between the late medieval and the early Renaissance. He lived between the years 1400 and 1474. And we began with a piece played on the harpsichord by Colin Tilney by William Byrd, a Pavane and a Galliard. And Thais mentioned before that on this particular recording of the music of William Byrd, Colin Tilney will be using either a harpsichord or a cembalo, or which is referred to as a cembalo on the CD, or a virginal, and I'll explain exactly what those two are. The piece you heard of the Pavane and the Galliard was actually played on the harpsichord. The harpsichord is an instrument with a keyboard just like a grand piano. In fact, it looks like a grand piano with the strings running from the front to the back, whereas a virginal is really a domestic instrument, and it looks like, I hate to say it, but it looks like a coffin because it's that particular shape that fits against the wall. And I think the counterpart of it today is the spinet piano as opposed to the grand piano. The spinet piano has its strings running vertically up and down, maybe at an angle, but across the back of the keyboard. So it does look like nothing more than a big box against the wall. Particularly in the time of William Byrd, the virginal was literally a rectangular box, which was on legs. And we'll be hearing some of the music played by Colin Tilney later on, which will be performed on the virginal.
From the recording Estampi, we hear Estampita Isabella. There's no indication as to who Isabella was that she deserved the dedication of an Estampi. And then we'll hear by Guillaume Dufay, Ce jour de l'âne. And this is noteworthy because one of my favorite singers of early music of that period was Andrea van Ram, and she's included in many of the pieces that we're going to be hearing today.
Thank you.
piece by Sergio Dolan about the New Year by Guillaume Dufay. And we began with the Estampita Isabella. Estampita is an Italian form of the estampie, which is a type of French dance. The name with the letters S-T-A-M-P would suggest that perhaps, and we don't know this for sure, but perhaps the feet were stomped on the ground or stamped on the ground. And that probably was one of the most popular dances of the period, at least in France. And then it leaked into Italy, where the name became Estampita. And the piece by Guillaume Dufay was Sergio Dolan. Our program today is called Early Performances of Early Music, and all of the recordings that you're hearing are from a collection called the Reflex Collection, put out by EMI Classics, started way back in 1974. And as I mentioned earlier, we were fortunate enough to be able to buy a whole set of those recordings, and close to 100 recordings for the fantastic price of $300. I think we've really made a bargain on that, and this is a major part of our CD collection.
It is, and it's a wonderful, wonderful collection, and these are all performers that led the way into early music being taken seriously in the arts. We'll hear now Vergine Bella by an anonymous composer, and my favorite singer, Andrea von Hamm, is the artist here. Following that, a Pavane and Galliard in C minor, and a Courante by William Byrd.
Vergine bella,
Colin Tilley, playing on the virginal there, which I mentioned before, was the counterpart of our present-day spinet piano. It's actually a type of harpsichord. The strings are plucked from the keyboard, but the strings actually run sideways, actually parallel to the wall when the instrument is placed against the wall. You heard of Pavane and Galliard and Coranto by William Byrd, and we began with one of the most famous pieces by Guillaume du Fay, and that was Regina Bella, A Song to the Virgin Mary. And our program today is called Early Performances of Early Music.
We hear an Istampita Gaeta next, and following that, another du Fay piece, Kreindra Vusweil.
Thank you.
and another song by Guillaume Dufay, and we began with one of my most enjoyed estampitas, Gaeta, not only because I like it, because I just got through playing it at our last Christmas concert. Really one of my most favorite estampitas, or estampis. And our program today, again, is early performances of early music, and both of those were performed by members of the Studio der Frühen Musik under the direction of Thomas Binkley.
We turn back to Guillaume Dufay. The piece, Adieu M'amour. Adieu M'Amour by Guillaume Dufay, featuring Andrea van Ham. Thank you so much for being with us here today on Continuum. And we certainly look forward to joining you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.